16 years ago, while Petaluma artist David Best and his team of young assistants were wrapping up preparations for a project for that year's Burning Man, one of the crew was killed in a motorcycle accident. So when they arrived, Best had them begin another structure using scraps of wood from a toy factory that he had brought along.
As we were making this thing in the desert, it became obvious to the kids that they were building a tribute to a friend that had been killed. And about 100 people came and put names in it. And very unceremoniously, we just threw some diesel in it and lit it. And Burning Man asked me to come back the next year and build a temple.
He did, but with a new sense of purpose.
I thought, okay, I'll build a temple, and the center of it will be dedicated for those people who've had a mother or a brother or a close friend that's taken their life. And rather than being ashamed of it, I want them to celebrate that person. And when I built the temple that year, probably 500 people put names of people that had taken their life, and 10,000 people put names of people that they had lost. Some of the things that go into the temple are pretty difficult to take, and the only way to protect that is to burn them.
Thus, without expectation or intention, a new Burning Man tradition was born.
We had the infrastructure. We had porta-potties, we had cafes, we had the police, the fire department. We had the man that celebrates all the pageantry of years. We didn't have a temple. We just needed a place for our community who was starting to lose people. So it just filled that space.
This year, Best is breaking away from some aspects of past practice. He's declined to give the latest temple a name, for one, and is building it from the most basic of materials.
I'm using scrap wood and blocks. Everybody on the crew has learned how to build a little igloo shape using blocks of wood. Then the trick is, once they learn how to stack blocks of wood, how to make it attractive.
In recent years, Best has also been finding ways to expand his temple-making ethos. Last year, he organized a successful collaboration between the once-warring factions in Northern Ireland. More recently, he's been imagining a temple in Paris at the site of the terrorist bombing. And Best is also hoping to apply the healing of temple building with some of California's most notorious prison inmates, the leaders of the prison gangs.
Build a temple to reflect on the losses that they've had. The Norteños have had lots of people killed. The Sereños have. There's a common thread when you're grieving that erases anger. And I want to build a temple using two or three or four different gangs together and have them stop violence for 4 weeks, call a truce. And if we can trick people into stopping for 4 weeks, we can get them for 5 weeks next, and then 6 weeks, and then a year.
Today, that's just a vision. But after 16 years of seeing and experiencing the power of these ornate, temporary, sacred spaces, it's something he's bound to keep doing.
I've been lucky enough to get to build a temple that changes people's lives. I had no idea that I would ever fall into a project that would heal somebody whose son committed suicide. It's like, how do you turn that job down?
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.